Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I recently finished reading the new book, The Greybird Sings, written by none other than my very own mother, Karen Price. The book tells the true life story of Betty Quan Chin, from her early childhood in China, fleeing persecution under the Cultural Revolution, to coming to Humboldt County and starting her work helping the homeless. It's a riveting account of loss, suffering, and ultimately the power of forgiveness over hate. Betty came from a well-off family that lived in the Guangdong province of China. She was one of 10 siblings. Both her mother and father were doctors that were educated in the West. When she was only 7 years old, the Cultural Revolution reached her home, and her family was torn apart in the process. Betty's mother was imprisoned, her siblings thrown into various work camps, and Betty herself was forced to live in a literal garbage dump while being constantly tormented by her Red Guard and PLA captors. The level of brutality and inhumanity directed at a young girl is heartbreaking. It's also a cautionary tale about the capacity for human evil and the perils of dehumanizing your political enemies. As a side note, the book has a lot of well-researched details about the Cultural Revolution that I was completely unaware of before. This is partly due to efforts to suppress information from the Chinese Communist Party, but it's also an indictment of our own education system. Every American has been taught about the horrors of the fascist Nazi regime, and rightfully so. But our education system largely fails to teach about the absolute carnage that resulted from the communist regimes under Mao, Stalin, and others. We should be teaching our kids exactly what happened when these governments tried to bring about their socialist utopias. It's also helpful to teach our children the stories of immigrants like Betty, who came to America to flee persecution and seek a better life. Betty is extremely patriotic and grateful to America. If our nation is to continue to be a light on the hill, we have to tell these stories. Now back to the book. After Betty and some of her family escaped China, she eventually settled with her husband in Humboldt County. Many of you are probably familiar with the work Betty has done for decades, serving the homeless in Eureka. But knowing her background shows the strength of her character to use her experience being abused, neglected, and homeless, and instead of turning to bitterness and resentment, to turn it into compassion and tireless energy to serve the poor. Betty is a shining example of living her Catholic faith, and the book tells her story in a powerful way. I know many of us have mixed feelings about our local homeless crisis. How do you help people without enabling their destructive habits? If you help them, won't that just attract more homeless to our area? I've spoken on this before, but I lay much of the blame at the feet of state and local government policies that favor harm reduction and housing-first approaches that often enable addiction and give up on sobriety. As a conservative, I support private charities such as Betty's that actually help people leave the street, get sober, find faith, reunite with family, and become contributing members of society. I'd encourage listeners to go out and get the book. The Greybird Sings is available online from local bookstores or wherever books are sold. 100% of the profits go directly to the Betty Quan Chin Foundation, helping those in need right here in Humboldt County. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.